Blog Talk Radio.
When I look back over my life and I see all the things God's done for me, been through danger, heartache, and trouble, I thank the Lord, He's rescued me. The grace of God. When I look back over my life, can I see all the things the Lord has brought me through? Been through sickness, trials, and suffering. I thank the Lord, He's blessed me still, oh, I could have lost the faith, and I could have failed from His grace. Now I can say that I'm still here. By the grace of God.
Oh, 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 I'm still here.
Oh, it's no good left on my own.
I'm still here.
All of his favors, all of his favors.
Oh.
glory, all honor, all power, all praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to another edition of the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nile Vet Milligan. Thank you for joining us today. On the radio with us today, ladies and gentlemen, is my friend. He is my brother. And he is the powerful pastor of Faith and Power Ministries, as well as a candidate for District 7 City Council. He is none other than the one and the only Dr. James Turknick. How are you doing, my brother?
I am blessed and highly favored, woman of God. How are you today?
I am blessed and highly favored also. Amen.
Yes. So glad to be with you today. This is a special
I place. Am too. It has been a while for both of us.
Yes. Yes, it has been a while.
Well, listen,
but, we family.
Yes, we are.
It's just
we
like are. When we get together, it's just like we've never been apart. We family in the kingdom.
Yep, that's absolutely the truth. It sure is. Well, listen, I know you can't stay long, so let's go ahead and get this started. Please tell me, because the audience wants to know more about you now, I want to talk about your candidacy for
sure.
City Council District 7. And I just want to know what your platform is. You know, tell the people out there what your platform is all about and why we
Thank
should
you.
Vote for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, most people know I'm an apostle, actually, and a pastor, and I have been for over 25 years, and I believe in the ministry first heart. And, you know, I always felt a call to run for office. When I was a kid, my grandma said good things like, you're king. So I said, oh, I'm the president. That's what I thought in my heart. Well, going to school, my teacher says, well, if your dad is not a doctor or a lawyer, you won't be president. You know, that kind of like pulled out of my heart. I stayed with my grandma, and my grandma said my dad was a mechanic. And then at the end of the class, she said, if your dad's a shade tree mechanic, I had no idea what a shade tree mechanic was. She looked at me and said, you won't be president. I said, oh, I won't be president. Didn't know my dad had a garage and he was a mechanic. Well, it kind of got out of my spirit. Later on, it came back and I started studying, and I talked to my pastor. I was a minister. He said, well, preachers shouldn't be in politics. And I got to studying and find out that, you know, some of the people of God were in politics, even in the Bible. You know, God uses the politics. So I feel the leading to run for office, starting at the city council. This is my second time running. My platform is called Yes. And what Yes is Yes is you, all the way from toddler stage or baby stage in the womb, all the way to college. And we got to take care of our kids and start helping them come back around to being kids, being healthy, being safety, and being taken care of, being trained, and being tutored, and make sure that they graduate, because we got so many kids that are not graduating.
Oh,
so many kids that we're losing. So that's part of it, Kyle. Yes, E is for economic development, and that is business bringing jobs, especially to the southern sector of town. You live in the southern sector of town. Can I get a witness? And
yes,
there are
I
not
do.
A lot of good jobs like the North. We want to change that. We know the North, we have 800, I think they said, how many acres, 800,000 acres of land. 67% of it is in the North. The North is the place, is the place to build. So they have to build now in the South. That's where you're staying. That's where I'm staying. That's South Dallas, where I'm running for district council, city council, Pleasant Grove area, Old East Dallas, and Joppy. And so we want to bring companies there and bring better jobs so that you can have a $30 hour job and walk out the door and you're 5 minutes from your home. You know, that's economic development. We want to bring businesses so that you can do business with the city of Dallas and run your own business, because you are a minority and we have programs that are designed to help you do business with the city of Dallas. And we have programs for people to do business with the city. All they have to do is go to small classes and take the classes so they can know what they're doing. We want them to be a part of economic development. Then S is seniors, security and crime. We want to help our seniors and make sure that we make sure that our seniors are taken care of in their old age because they paid the price and they've done the things that they need to do. Our seniors are so important. So my job, I want to make sure that seniors are taken care of, that we've got some nice facilities for them in their older days, that we've got things for them to do, that we don't just sit them up in an old nursing home to die. No, we've got to take care of our seniors, and we're working on some programs right now to help our seniors out. In the MLK Center, if you know any artists, they said we've been promised by politicians that we're going to bring entertainment, bring Dallas Cowboys and all of this. Can you bring us something? I said, I'll bring you something. So we're asking our artists to come out. We're going to put several concerts together just for the seniors because they need something to do. And we need to help our seniors. We need to give back to our community. I believe in the seniors. That's a part of us. They are the prayer warriors that prayed us through, our grandmothers. And I go Amen. And I go to places and I talk to them and I pray for them. And we play games, and I still haven't learned how to play space very good yet, but I play dominoes, and they usually beat me real good. The other day they let me win a game. I think they let me win a game. But just spend time with them, sitting down, eating with them, showing them some love, and that's important. They need that. A lot of our seniors in wheelchairs, and so many of our streets in the southern sector, they are not paved right, so the wheelchairs can't get around, and they have these motorized wheelchairs. They need to go to the store, the Family Dollar. They go to places just like people do in cars, but they have to have the sidewalks paved in order to get around to those places. So in the city, we've got to make sure that our seniors are taken care of, and they have the needs taken care of. And some of them don't want to ride a bus there. They want to take that wheelchair and go to Family Dollar. But they just need a street that's paved. These are some things that we're concerned with making sure. A lot of people don't know what a city council does. You know, I like to say that city councils are is so important, just as important as the presidential to where you live, because they take care of your streets, the local money and the economy that's coming there, the streets for schools and for the children and stuff like that, and things that's needed in your local area. So it's so important to get out and vote, and they do ordinances and they write policies, and they are the ones that make sure that you have what you need in your area. They're your representative. So if you have a problem with code enforcement, you know, these guys are managers over that area. You have in part a problem with this area in the city, they are managers over that. And so city council has a very vast job, and we know that a lot of people in Dallas are very unhappy, especially in the south. They're getting bit by dogs. We even had somebody got bitten by a dog and killed. We don't want you running out your house getting killed by stray dogs. You mean with all the means we have in the city, we can't handle a stray dog problem? We can't take care of our constituents, our people that are out there. And there are so many things that the northern sector is trying to bring over to the south, like the toll roads. And nobody wants the toll roads in the south, in Oak Cliff, in South Dallas or Pleasant Grove. But it's the northern sector that wants to come over quickly, have funds and game. They're getting ready to have the largest park in America. There's going to be the Byron Nelson is going to come there, two golf course parks, all kind of things where you can have family fun. Getting ready to do the Fair Park redo it where, you know, it's got everything in there for movie theater, you name it, it's going to have everything. We are going to be like one of the number one phenoms in America with the arts. Arts will go to another level. We will have cultural arts, all type of art programming. So your city council are very important in these areas to help bring these areas out. And so we are making Dallas a first-class city, and that's part of my platform. The reason why I'm running for Dallas City Council, James Turkey, District 7, number one on the ballot.
Excellent. You know, you said it so eloquently a few minutes ago, is that there are a lot of concerns in the southern sector of Dallas. And see, being a person who was born and raised in the southern sector of Dallas, I don't know if I can, you know, echo what a lot of people feel. But in growing up in South Dallas, you know, you grew up in, yeah, you know, you grew up, we grew up in Dallas, there's a lot of times when city council members say something, but we don't trust them enough to follow up on what they say they're going to do. It may, like, for an example, it's not so much the big things that the little things. It makes no sense to have the roads as bad as they are in the southern sector. Okay.
Yeah.
When I've got to constantly take my car to the car shop because I'm always running over a crater or, you know, lots
exactly.
of bumps in the road. That is serious. And see, here's another thing. When a grocery store is 3 miles from where I live, and I've got to take a bus to the grocery store instead of having to just walk, because there's a lot of senior citizens in the southern sector to where there were a lot of stores that have been closed. So they have
exactly.
to go out of their way to go to other stores, you know, like Walmart or whatever, just to get
yes.
their groceries. And so it's little things like that, you know, about the convalescent homes where the older people are being abused and hit on and,
yes.
You know, having bed sores because their beds are not being changed or they're being bullied. It's those type of issues plus a whole lot more that we want the city council to jump in on. We understand bringing different things to the city, to grow the city. We understand that. But at the same time, you're not even doing the little things to take care of the city and its citizens. Can you speak on that?
Yes, it is a tremendous problem. You have just spoken the garlic truth. We also have a mental illness problem. We're not addressing mental illness as we should
no.
in Dallas. And so
absolutely.
We're not prepared to deal with this. But we have people. We have a homelessness problem. And so these
yes.
are problems to cope with what you said, the senior citizens, convalescent homes. Problems we're kind of just washing over. We're not dealing with them appropriately, putting Band-Aids over them. But we've got to deal with these issues because it's becoming more and more. And as you would notice, more of our politicians are having mental illnesses. And so it's
mm-hmm.
coming out into the forefront. We've had a DA that had mental illness. And there are plenty of people that are having mental illness problems and people that have family members. We've got to be able to deal with these problems and understand how to deal with people who have these type of problems because there's
mm-hmm.
a certain way to deal with them. And you got to be careful how you talk to people with problems and people that have had anxiety and breakdowns and, you know, and things like that. It's a way to talk to them. You know, we learn this in church, you know. You know, and people are quick to say, call me if you need me. Call me if you need me. That's the thing at the funeral and everywhere. But when you call them, you can't get them. You can't find them. They're nowhere,
amen.
But they say that so easily, you know. Call me if you need me. Call me if you need. And that's kind of where our politicians have been. Call me if you need me. Call me if you need me. You call them, you can't find them. And so many people are saying, we're calling, we're not getting anybody. We're writing letters, we're not getting anybody. We email, we're not getting any response back. It almost seems like a lot of people are taking their jobs for granted, and they don't appreciate it, especially the elderly. You know, we had
right.
bags out. They were charging people for bags in the southern section, and that really hurt our elderly people when they had to catch the bus, and then those bags was the only way they had a way to carry. You know what I'm saying? That was part of their transportation. And then they had
uh-huh.
to pay for the bags. Well, they barely had enough money to pay for food. So we put them under stress and under pressure. We have to be careful the decisions we make, you know, because they affect our people. We can't be playing around just doing things, business as usual, and being hoodwinked or being bought out. You know, one thing, I'm not running. I'm not bought out. I'm not bossed. I'm not bribed. I'm running so that I can help make change. And my slogan is not business as usual because in Dallas, we've just been doing the same thing no matter who we get in the city council or who we get in this position. They seem to do the same things. They seem to get bought out. It's time to not be bought out.
Right.
Not bought out by big any endorsements or by agencies and they make you do this and say this. No, I'm saying what I'm led to say and doing what I'm led to do. And God needs some people that will stand up and serve in politics and serve the community so they can help the kingdom and help the churches and help the preachers. Nehemiah would not have been able to build the great wall he built if he didn't have the help of the king, the pen of the king. He didn't have the signatures. Do you know if you got proclamations from a mayor, from a city council, from a president, a governor, you can go and take your program to different places and different foreign places, and you can do business with different people just because you had a pen of somebody who was in authority. We've got to start working, and sometimes it takes a city council just to do a pen, and they won't even do that.
Right.
Sometimes.
That's absolutely right. And you know, something else that as a citizen, as a Dallasite and a native Dallasite, everybody is so busy trying to bring money to Dallas that they're not doing the right things with the money that they're bringing to Dallas. And what I mean by that is I would rather have a teacher who is paid a decent salary who are teaching our children than for them to bring another hotel or sporting event to Dallas trying to get on the level of New York. Because, okay, our beloved president is trying to take money out of the public schools and put it in the charter schools. And see, what my question is, if you do that, what's supposed to happen to the children that cannot afford charter schools? You know?
Wow,
you're trying
that
to.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be tough.
See,
we're just talking about that today.
Right. You know, another thing. You probably know I work for the Dallas Housing Authority. Well, I mean,
we're
trying to build better apartments, better units for people to live in. Okay, it's bad enough that everybody and their grandparents are coming to Dallas thinking for a better opportunity when Dallas is already overcrowded. We don't even have enough housing for the people that are here. And then you want to turn around. Okay, now Dr. Ben Carson was elected Secretary of HUD recently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Now, I fully respect Dr. Carson. I respect his work and everything else.
I do too.
When you're already cutting a narrow budget by 16%, where we cannot afford to put everybody that comes here and the people who are already here into housing, you know, that's a problem, especially when the average recipient is only making $733 a month from Social Security or SSI or less. Okay,
true.
So I mean, and see, a lot of times, and with present company unaccepted because you're not a part of this, but not yet, but a part of the time, when people are going to vote, they don't want just hope. They don't want just promises. Everything takes action. So with you being a candidate, where does the action begin? Where does the action start with you?
Well, that's a good plan. Before I became a candidate, I've been working in the community in the Joppy area, helping them talk to different companies about coming out, bringing money into that area. Now, they're talking about bringing jobs in that area. Also, they're talking about bringing economic, and not economic, beautification. Probably somewhere, if all the companies sign, one company has already placed $500,000, $500,000, and other companies. The Joppy needs a lot of beautification. Well, we need the city council to sign. City council won't sign. The local government council has signed. The companies have signed. The city council is the only one who's delaying the vote to go forward. The city council has a lot of power. These are things I want to do, and then a lot of people know that over in the southern Dallas area, Fraser Court, city council would not sign for economic development of housing to come there. She did not sign. So, God, I will make sure that my districts are improving and getting economic development signing the right appropriate things. All you had to do was sign. It's not your work you got to do. You know, the work has been done. Sometimes we get into if I did it, who get the credit. I don't want to give nobody the credit. And a lot of times city council sign things they didn't do anyway. So we know that. That's a part of the ball game. But don't hinder your constituents from progress if you have a chance. And the people in South Dallas especially feel hindered. A lot of them are very upset.
Right.
They're hostile. They're very mad with the city council. They feel like I heard several say, we haven't had a good city council since Al Lipscomb. A few said Leo Chain. I'm like, wow.
Or Diane Ray.
So we haven't had a good city council, you know, and so we want a good city council, you know, somebody to represent us and to stand up for us and not to take advantage of us. And they feel like they're being taken advantage of right now, and unfortunately it appears that it is the case to some degree.
Yeah, but on the flip side of this, though, and for the listening audience, I want you to hear exactly what I'm saying because I'm going to back up Dr. Turknick. In the meantime, if you would like to comment on the program, the call-in number is area code 516-666-9985. Again, the number is area code 516-666-9985. And my Christian brothers and sisters, don't be intimidated by that 666. This fool ain't running nothing. That's why the name of this program is DYAFN. It stands for Devil, You Ain't Fooling Nobody. Okay? So don't worry about
right.
that 666. I got it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the city council can only do so much. We must support our city council members, you know. It doesn't make any sense for them to try to change things for us and then we're not participating in the things that they are doing for us. We must stand together with them to get the problem solved. There's a lot of people all over the United States, but especially here in Texas, that happened to think that the southern sector, not just in Dallas, but in all cities, the southern sector does not care about the city like the northern sector does, which is absolutely, positively untrue, okay? And what do I mean by that? What I mean is, everybody, we need to take better care of our neighborhoods. We need to take better care of our houses. Stop letting the grass grow where a snake can crawl in it and you can't see it, okay? Quit putting junk cars in the, you know, in the yard and all this kind of stuff. We have got to care about our communities. You men, y'all need to get together and have a neighborhood watch and make these knuckleheads get to school and lower the truancy. You know what I'm saying? Work with the police. Don't get scared of them, and don't try to download them. Work with the police where we can take care of these things. If we as a community help the city council and the local law enforcement, you know, drug selling and all of this other stuff, it can drop significantly. But we cannot let them do everything and sit back and say and complain and complain and complain and not do anything. We have to work together as a group. And I'm the number one person saying this because I personally, we were talking about mental illness just then. Now, Dr. Turknick was one of my sweethearts when he came to my brother's funeral. And my brother suffered from mental illness all his life. And I am the mother of an autistic adult child. So when he talks about the issues about mental illness and about the different things that we need to help our community, I mean, the Lord helps those who help themselves. Okay, and we have got to stop putting all the responsibility on the officials. We need to take care of ourselves and join them in helping us help ourselves. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, I can totally agree with what you just said. We have to come in and help because if we don't participate and if we don't get in, and when you have a city council that's working and doing the right thing, if you don't come to the meetings and you don't show up And you're saying I'm not a part of that community. You're not showing up. See, the mayors and all the people will do the right thing if they see more people show up. But if you don't
That's
ever show
exactly
up,
right.
You think you're not participating. So you got to understand something. The mayor is from North Dallas, and so a lot of our city council in the South are connected to the mayor, and they, North Dallas, give money to those city councils, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so because they give money to those city councils, those city councils start to get a North Dallas agenda, and they start to vote like the people in North Dallas. And so the things that's needed in the southern sector of Dallas do not get done because the people are voting like a North Dallas agenda. And so we've got to be careful, and we've got to say to our city councils that we don't like you voting like North Dallas. And we live in the southern sector. We need you to vote for the constituents. Did any one of us ask for a toll road in the southern sector? Can any one of us in the southern sector, maybe some can't pay dollars a pop for the rest of our life on a toll road to come in and out? Do we need that? We know North Dallas can financially pay for it, but is that feasible for the people in the southern sector? We need to say, do we need these things? Do we want these things in the southern sector? What we need is economic development so that we can look not like North Dallas, but better. Because if you look at the DART behind the DART train station, they got whole communities around the train station in the north. You come to the train stations in the south, and it's just nothing but a train station. Why we can't have all the communities and the theaters and the coffee houses and the stuff like that? Because we have the same ability that they have in the north. We've got to work it. And we've got to talk to our city council and let them know what we want. There's going to be a bond package. There's going to be quite a bit of money. $84 million going to be drawn out for city councils to use in their districts. Chopped up between them to use in the district and equally distributed out in different ways. Well, you need to let the city council know what you need in your community and what you're concerned about in your community so that you could get some of those things that's needed in your community. And nobody knows your community like you, and you have beautiful communities in the southern sector, especially in South Dallas. You have history there. We need to know the history.
Yes.
How can we go back and make it beautiful again? How can we take it back when it was beautiful? And how can we get more people in there that are buying houses and get those people to come back to Dallas? We have a lot of people that have left Dallas. We want to bring them back. The reason why they left Dallas and went to the suburbs is because, you know, there were more doors open for them in those areas. Technically, somebody in a higher place understood the laws of gentrification, and they wanted to get our people to move out of the South Dallas area, Pleasant Grove or whatever, and move into the other places so that they can come in and possibly take those places over. Because South Dallas has beautiful homes out there, beautiful homes off Park Boulevard
and
South,
and
beautiful stuff out there. And it wouldn't take too much to bring that place up and make it a first-class place, and it's close to downtown. And tell me people don't want South Dallas, because they do. So we need people to get out and participate and to show up, be a vote. We need you to show up with your voice, show up with your mouth, and let us know that you're a part. You want to keep South Dallas strong, Pleasant Grove strong, Buckner Terrace strong, Ferguson Road, Dolphin Road, Samuel. We need you to get out there and say, we want ourselves strong. Joppy, be a part of the community. Southern Dallas, all over Dallas, Oak Cliff, we need it strong. We need it strong because we need more economic development in our community so our families can survive.
Now
you work for Dallas Housing. Is this still in the north?
Nope, it's in West Dallas.
Okay.
It's
that's
in
right.
West
they
Dallas. Both offices are in West Dallas. Section 8 is in West Dallas, and the corporate headquarters is in West Dallas.
Okay, beautiful. Well, it's closer now, but we need more jobs in the West Dallas section. That's another area need jobs. We need them in the southern sector as well. And this is important. You know, there are 300 families right now in West Dallas that have been in place, taken out of their homes. And they have nowhere to go. And so they're trying to give the money. We don't know if that's coming through or not. We hope it does. We pray for a positive. but they've been displaced. And so these are people that had homes that were not in good shape. And so our city government has come in and said that they have to move. And so the landlord is not able to get the homes up by the time that they're asking. And if he doesn't have them up, then he's going to be penalized. So somebody's going to take over these homes. And from my understanding, the city is trying to take over the homes. And I'm sure they're going to get knocked down and new homes will be built there at a higher rate that nobody can afford. And this is a kind of form of gentrification, moving people out. And you saw in the Bishop Arch District, it used to be black people over there. And then Hispanic people came in. And now if you go, it's all white people. The things that are so expensive over there that you rarely see blacks or Hispanics. And we should, as Dallas, come together as a community. We should be black. We should be white, Hispanic, Chinese, Korean, whatever we are, and work is together because we are one place. We are America. We are a great land. And so Horatio Spafford, he came here. He was a foreigner, and he became a prominent attorney. And so his family, while they were going back on a boat to Europe, his wife, his children, they drowned, and he was getting ready to go on his way. He penned the song, "It Is Well With My Soul." And I want you to know, and I want to say to Dallas, I don't care. Dallas right now is going through almost bankruptcy. Our credit rating has dropped. And that's sad because we've got too much money in Dallas to be bankrupt. We're not bankrupt. That's mismanaged money, okay? And so we need to find out where the $29 or $30 million gone that they can't find. The HUD is looking for it. It came down and just done inspection. We need to find out what is happening to this money. And we need people who are on the city council who will make sure with the city manager. We have a good city manager, just got in place, real sharp guy, Broadnecks, real sharp, TC Broadnecks. And so I like him. He seems to be a nice guy that get this city operating because we have too many people at the city, unfortunately, sitting around. He says we have a code enforcement problem. How many people do we have working in the code enforcement? 1,300. He says then we have 1,300 code enforcers. Because everybody ought to be writing down some stuff, reporting it on their way to work. If you live out of Dallas, you should be reporting it and writing, you know, and helping your city out. It's time for the city to work together as a team so that we can build the people and help people get out of the situation. Nobody wants to be in poverty. Nobody wants to be down and out. One of my favorite ladies that will work with me, she's my graphic lady. She loved Dallas. It was nice to her, but she had a child that had mental illnesses. She said, as good as Dallas is to me, I've got to go back to Louisiana. She came here during Katrina. I got to go back. Why? She said, because you guys are not good in the mental illness area, and your schools are not familiar with how to help mental ill patients. And so let me say that it is so important that we grow in these areas.
Right. It really is. It really, really is. And you know, and ladies and gentlemen out there, for those of you that are just now listening, I am interviewing the one and only pastor, apostle, Dr. James Turknet, who is running for city council, District 7, which is South Dallas, Joppy, Pleasant Grove area. If you have any questions for him or if you have any comments for him, please call in at 516-666-9985. Again, the number is 516-666-9985. For right now, we're going to go play some music. We're going to go to a commercial. We're going to let Pastor Turknet catch his breath. And we'll be right back after this message and after this song.
At Gifts by Nine Yvette, we have over 1,000 items to choose from for all of your gift-giving needs, from weddings to baby showers, holidays and graduations, from housewarming gifts to busy executives who may need corporate gifts, to gift cards and even sports merchandise. Gifts by Nine Yvette can cover all of your gift-giving needs. Go to giftsbynineyvette.labellabaskets.com or contact us at 888-661-0933. And during this month only, when you spend $75 or more with us, you get a free tote bag by inserting the code FREEBAG. And for a $9.95 subscription, subscription per month, save 20% off of our entire website. So what are you waiting for? Just go to giftsbynollyvet.labellabaskets.com or contact us at 888-661-0933. Gifts by Nolly Vet. We want to be your personal professional gift consultant.
You are the evergreen, wow, you are.
gentlemen, welcome back to DYAFN radio program. Again, I am your humble servant, Nile Vet Milligan. Thank you so much for joining us. Today we are interviewing the city candidate for City Council District 7. He is an apostle. He is a pastor. He is a doctor, the one and only James Turknick. And for those of you out there that would like to speak with him or make a comment about the program, please call us at 516-666-9985. Again, the number is 516-666-9985. Now, Pastor, I know you have another function to go to, and I had scheduled our time for 90 minutes, so I will keep this short. Tell me how Christian people can participate in bettering the program and participate in the city council meetings. Do you have like a schedule where people can come and become vocal about their concerns or anything?
Yes, that's one thing. Every week you can come and take a part. As a matter of fact, anyone can do it. We have it on community access television cable every week. And come and voice your opinions vocally. You can call in, get registered, and come once a week every Tuesday, 10 a.m. You can come down to city council or maybe 9 a.m. that you have to be there. And you can voice your opinion, what opinions you have and concerns you have to the mayor and the city council right there. I would suggest that more people get together, groups get together. If you all got the same T-shirt, if your neighborhood group, crime watch group, and I would say form those groups. Those groups are so important to form: crime watches, neighborhood association. Be a part of your neighborhood association. If you don't have one, start one and come down to the Dallas City Council and voice your opinion, because it needs to be heard. Now, a lot of people feel like they say things to the city council and it just goes to deaf ears. Key thing is you go down there and do something. We know that this is America. We are built on serving people, and we've got to serve all races. We have a problem right now. I was doing an interview on a Spanish station, and the lady was telling me about ICE and race, and I wasn't familiar with it at the time. She was saying they were coming, they hadn't came, and right after the interview, they started coming. We have a lot of people that have been deported back to places, not just Mexico. We have a lot of people being deported back to Africa that have been here many years. So a lot of people are affected. America was built on people coming from everywhere and coming and making this a great nation. And this is a great nation. We are not going to be, but we have a situation that I was saying before we went off the air. As a man wrote it as well, the situation may look bad, but I want to tell you it is well. The situation may not seem like it's improving, but it is well. It may appear that we're not doing the right things, but the right things are coming to pass because God's will is going to be done in our city council, and we need the right people here to ensure that. We need voices to stand up, and also you can work on boards, and you can become precinct chairs. You can sign up in your community and be a chair and form things, and you can send your opinions to the city council as a leader, as a precinct chair, and they listen to precinct chairs because precinct chairs has to vote on judges becoming judges, on a lot of issues the city councils have, on the state representatives and stuff like that, issues that they have. So get involved in your community and become a community leader, liaison, so that you can help make some differences. Because the city council, as Nilevette said earlier, cannot do everything. But through people and us working together, hand in hand, can we bring this to pass. We've got to work together, hand in hand, to bring it to pass. So go out and support your community and come to the city council.
Amen. Amen. I second that. Everyone, we do need to support our local communities. We do need to support our city council. I've said it once again. I will say it now.
Yes.
Help them to help us. Okay?
Yes.
It's not all up
yes.
to them to better the community. We have to do these things together. And also,
that's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen, now we've only got a certain amount of time for with Pastor Turknecht. So if there's anybody, very quickly, I should have done this earlier, I apologize. If there's anybody out there that needs prayer, if there's anybody
yes.
out there that wants to surrender their life to the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
while
yes.
Pastor Turknecht is on the line, you can do this. I'm telling you
that's
that
right.
giving your life to Christ
that's
is
right.
absolutely free. Okay?
That's
you
right.
You don't have
yes,
to be
necessary.
A Bible scholar. You don't have to be anything but sincere. Romans 10 and 9 says that if you confess with your mouth and believe
yes.
in your heart
yes.
about the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved.
Yes.
Okay? And so, Pastor Turknecht, while you're on the line, if you can give, you know, just an inspirational comment, especially to those out there who have faltered in their walk in Christ, for those who have minimized or have lost their faith, if you could speak about
yes.
that real quickly.
Yes. I want to encourage you to get back in there. Many of you have been downtown Dallas, and you've had a meeting where you had to go in and you had to park on the parking meter. Everybody forget what the parking meter. So you put some change in there. You thought, I'm not going to be in there for 5 or 10 minutes. But you get in there, and for some reason, the meeting went over the time you thought. And when you get back outside to your car, you notice first thing the parking meter is out. Oh, my God, it's red. It's showing bling, bling. It's over. Your time is up. And you look on your car, you got a ticket. You don't want the time to run out on you. And you get up, and it's
Amen.
Too late for you to receive God in your heart. You've got to receive him while you can right now. Ask the Lord to come into your heart. Say, Father, I'm asking you to come into my heart. I want to make Jesus Christ my Lord and my Savior and my Deliverer. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. I believe you raised him from the dead. If you believe that and prayed that prayer, you're saved. Go get in a Bible-believing church and keep praying and reading your Bible. And listen, I'm so excited to be here today. I didn't even tell you our website where you can look up our platform, where you can find out more information if you would like to be a donor, if you'd like to help in any way. It's just simply VOTEVOTEJT7.com. That's vote, J-T. And the number 7.com. And you can get any information about us at votejt7.com or call us at area code 469-618-9588.
469-618-9588. Amen. Amen. And also, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Pastor Turknecht again. He has back on again.
Yes, yes.
He has a very tight schedule. And we, as a matter of fact, he's got somewhere to be in what, about an hour or so?
Yeah, actually, trying to get, yes, I do. I do. I really have to be at a fundraiser in Joppy. We're having a barbecue fundraiser for myself in 7776 Brownsville Road in Joppy. And you're invited out. We have a barbecue today, and it's ribs and all, the plate lunch. And, it's going, and so we appreciate you. Thank you so much, so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, my friend and my brother. And I know you need to go, so you go ahead and go. And we will speak again before the day is over, hopefully.
Thank you, and God bless you and everyone. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Apostle Dr. James Turknecht. He's going to get me for ruining his name. But he is a candidate for District 7. On the city council. I have known this brother a long time. He is he's righteous. And I know that he cares about the community. He cares about our families as well. So we're about to end the show, but I wanted to give a really quick testimony before I get off the air. I have health issues. I have different types of health issues. I am a type 2 diabetic. And I want you to understand, I get up, I take my medicine and stuff like that. The part that I'm praying for the Lord on is to eat the right things and exercise, okay? But 7 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, okay? And I had to have chemo, I had to have radiation. Most of you out there know my story. Well, praise the Lord that this in my seventh year, when I had my mammogram done, it came back normal, cancer-free. Praise the Lord. So you see, I'm still in remission. Another problem that I was having was that I was losing a lot of blood. And, of course, the doctors tested me for ovarian cancer. They tested me for endometrial cancer. Praise the Lord again, because I came back cancer-free. But they were telling me that I had to have a hysterectomy to lower the chances because it could reoccur. And I, oh, Lord, I was losing so much blood to where my color was starting to change, and I was feeling dizzy and weak all the time, all of the things that come with that. But the Lord led me to make a decision about a medical procedure. And when I went forward in faith, well, they did the medical procedure, and the bleeding has stopped. I haven't had a drop of blood since then, and that's been about, I'd say about 3 weeks now. So, everyone, I want you to take your health very seriously and work with the doctors. Pray for the doctors. Pray for the nurses. A lot of times we let fear overcome our common sense when it comes to our health. And so we don't, you know, I'll just let the Lord handle it. I'll let the Lord handle it. I trust the Lord. I don't trust the doctors. Okay, well, let me remind you of something. Faith without works is dead. Okay, and the Lord can work through anybody, including the doctors and nurses, the administrators, the specialists, the surgeons, all of those people who work so diligently dealing with sickness every single day. So when you say your prayers tonight, pray for the doctors and the nurses and the medical staff, whom every day save lives. Pray for our police. Pray for the fire department. Pray for our city council. Pray for our Congress. Pray for our senators. You know, the House of Representatives, and especially pray for President Donald Trump. Okay? The real ministry doesn't come when you pray for people that you love or pray for people that you like. True ministry comes when you pray for people that you don't like, whom you cannot stand. That's where the true ministry is. That's where the true change is, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and get off the air. I want to thank my very, very special guest, Apostle, Pastor, Dr. James Turknet, a candidate for City Council District 7. You guys get out there and you vote for him. Let's put somebody in there who has, whose soul has not been bought, who cannot be bought, soul-wise or otherwise. Because I personally know this man. He's a good man. He's not a perfect man like the rest of us. You know, we're, none of us are perfect, but he is a good man. So let's get out there and support him. Let's vote for him and get things done for the change. Until then, on behalf of Dr. James Turknet, I am your humble servant, Nile Vet Milligan, and please receive this from Psalms 100, the third verse. We'll go out with a wonderful song called I Know What Prayer Can Do by Donald Malloy. The verse says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. See you next time on the DYAFN radio program.